Segment 4. Now we shall examine the evidence and see if meat was this magical food that helped hominin brain growth and survival. Tell me, why do you think meat is so important for human survival? Is it the fact that it's tasty? The fact that it has all of the nutrients we need? The fact that it has vitamin B12? Write down your answers so that you'll remember them. At first, scientists thought that meat was the important food source that allows us to survive on the savanna. Since bones are better preserved than vegetable matter, they give the impression that hunted animals must have been this primary food source. They thought that through hunting and eating meat, we gained our fore over the apes because apes do not consume big game and are mainly herbivores, with the exception of eating a few insects. However, based on all the evidence we have today, it is obvious that this was not the case. It is assumed that hominins may have, to some extent, consumed meat from dead animals, but meat from dead animals on the hot savanna was full of parasites, which made eating it quite dangerous. Moreover, to be dependent on meat as a regular food source, hominins would have needed to hunt big game that roamed the savanna for fresh meat. To hunt big game successfully, hominins would have needed to master the skill of hunting, a skill requiring much planning. They would have also needed to create tools to throw long distance, since animals would learn to keep a distance from their predators. Throwing is a very complex activity that requires thought and planning. Furthermore, animal prey moves and does not remain in one spot, waiting to be hit, making the skill even more complex to attain. Gorillas hardly have the ability to throw anything. Hominins needed to get better at throwing before hunting would be possible, since when you throw something at a target and miss the target, the animal runs away and learns to be more careful next time. Evidence shows that this skill was mastered only 1 million years later. Also, stone tools were very basic at the time and not advanced enough to kill large animals in one shot. Anthropologists tend to agree that hominins' natural limitations, meat consumption was occurring too sporadically to have been the cause behind the increase in brain size. Evidence also suggests that large animals roaming the savanna were a very poor food source for hominins. Their meat was lean with almost no fat, and the protein levels were too high to consume in abundance, rendering meat an inefficient source of calories, especially when consumed in excess. Why is this? Because when dietary proteins are consumed in excess, they become toxic to our body. The capacity of protein digestion is limited in humans. We can only metabolize somewhere between 200 and 300 grams of protein per day, and protein exceeding this level produces toxic waste products that our bodies have difficulty in eliminating. Furthermore, 250 grams of protein only provides about 1,000 calories, which is not nearly enough to sustain even a modern-day sedentary adult at room temperature, let alone an active hunter-gatherer living on the harsh African savanna, which was hot during the day and cold at night. It is also well documented that people who eat too much lean protein and not enough fat end up in a situation called rabbit starvation. Mal de caribou, whereby ammonia builds up in the blood, and if it continues, the person will suffer from diarrhea, mineral losses, and can eventually die. There was much literature in African explorers who tried to survive on the African savannas on meat protein, but the animals were so lean that the explorers became very sick from consuming high amounts of lean meat. Moreover, a person who consumes a diet rich in animal protein will experience a higher metabolic cost than those whose diet is composed mainly of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins from vegetable sources. In fact, a sedentary adult surviving on hunted meat would require half of their calories from fat, and an active hunter-gatherer would require 3/4 of their calories from fat in order to survive. John D. Speth, a professor of anthropology, examined the role of big game hunting among modern hunter-gatherer groups, the San and the Hadza, so as to understand ancient human hunting practices because they live much like our ancient ancestors lived. They are the last full-time hunter-gatherers in Africa and they forage for food. The Hadza adjust their diet according to season and circumstances. Professor Speth found that the Hadza hunted more during the dry season when the game was concentrated around water sources. But this is also the same time that plant food was in plentitude. He found this very confusing. He also observed that the Hadza men failed to catch meat 97% of the time they went out hunting. Furthermore, they share the meat mainly with their co-hunters at the site of the hunt and less with their family. He concluded that hunting was done more as a ritual that perhaps showed courage rather than relying on it as a regular food source. You can try out bow and arrow practice to see for yourself how long it takes you to hit a target properly. And this is with our modern-sized developed human brain. Even try hitting an online game like Angry Birds and you'll see how difficult a skill hunting is to master. Richard Wrangham, a British primatologist and anthropologist, calculated that hominins living on the savanna with bigger brains would have needed to consume approximately 12 pounds, which is 5.5 kilograms of raw plant food a day to get enough calories to survive. And if they were also eating raw meat, chewing it would require even more energy. Wrangham claims that hominins would have needed to chew raw meat for 6 hours a day or raw meat and vegetables for 7 hours a day to fulfill their daily energetic needs. Hominins at the time had low and flat teeth as we do today, which are not designed to eat raw meat quickly. Also, fire was not available to humans 1.5 to 2 million years ago, so even if meat was caught, it would have needed to be consumed raw, which is difficult to do with small teeth. So it is obvious that meat could not have been this magical food that allowed our brains to grow to triple the size of gorilla brains, and meat was not the food that helped us to survive and thrive as a species. There is proof that we could have not hunted properly at the time due to less developed brain, which needed to master hunting, and that even if we could hunt, attempts at hunting were mostly unsuccessful. We also understand that protein consumption from lean meat found on animals in the savanna is actually dangerous for our health due to the ammonia buildup that happens on a protein-rich diet. And the few calories that meat supplies us with and the tremendous physical effort and energy requirements needed to chew meat and gain nutrients from it in its raw form made it not a successful food choice. So what was the magical food that supported early hominin health and development? We shall go over this in the next lesson. See you there.